Let's cut through the fog of false hopes and dive straight into the hard-hitting reality of relationships. I've been there, stuck in the limbo of mixed signals and wishful thinking, and it's time to face the facts with courage and clarity. Picture this. Countless nights spent dissecting every word of a text, replaying every interaction, and hanging on to every maybe she likes me moment. I've wasted hours, days, even weeks, trying to decode the enigmatic behavior of someone who just wasn't that into me. It's exhausting, right? But let me tell you, once I faced the truth, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. Understanding the reality about whether she likes you or not is liberating. It frees you from the chains of uncertainty and allows you to focus on what truly matters, finding connections that are real, mutual, and fulfilling. The sooner we accept the truth, the sooner we can move on and open ourselves up to genuine relationships. Now, let's be brutally honest. This isn't about being cynical or giving up hope. It's about recognizing the signs and respecting yourself enough to walk away when you're not valued. Life is too short to spend it chasing someone who doesn't see your worth. As the ancient Stoics wisely said, "He who suffers before it is necessary, suffers more than is necessary." So let's break down the undeniable signs she's just not that into you, with no sugarcoating. We'll explore the subtle cues and blatant indicators that reveal her true feelings. It's time for some raw honesty and a fresh perspective. Ready to face the truth and reclaim your time and energy? Let's dive in. 1. She rarely initiates contact. In this age of instant communication, the harsh truth is that if she's not reaching out first, she's probably not that into you. I learned this the hard way. There was a time when I was always the one sending the first text, planning the next hangout, making all the effort. She'd respond, sure, but only when it was convenient for her. It felt like I was constantly trying to catch her attention, like a dog chasing its tail. Here's the controversial bit. People make time for what matters to them. It's as simple as that. If she can't be bothered to hit you up first, it means you're not a priority in her life. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but it's better to face this reality now rather than waste your time in a one-sided relationship. Think about it. We're all glued to our phones these days. If she wanted to talk to you, she would. Instead, you're left waiting, checking your phone, hoping for a message that never comes. I remember feeling that sting of disappointment every time my phone buzzed, only to see it was a notification from a game or an app, but not from her. It's easy to make excuses for her. She's busy, she's shy, she doesn't like texting. But deep down, we know the truth. If she rarely initiates contact, it's because she's not thinking about you. And if she's not thinking about you, then she's not interested. This doesn't mean you're not worthy or that you're doing something wrong. It simply means that she's not the one for you. There's someone out there who will be just as eager to talk to you as you are to talk to them. So stop chasing and start observing. Your worth isn't measured by how much you chase someone who barely notices. You deserve someone who can't wait to hear from you and makes the effort to reach out. Face this reality with courage. Recognize the signs and respect yourself enough to step back and seek someone who values you. It's not about giving up hope. It's about redirecting it towards a genuine connection. 2. Her responses are short and delayed. If her responses are consistently short and delayed, it's time to read between the lines. I've been in this situation too many times, where every text felt like pulling teeth, each reply a breadcrumb tossed my way. She might reply with one-word answers, or worse, emojis. And the wait time, hours, sometimes days. It's like playing a game of tag where she's always it, but never really chasing. Here's where it gets controversial. Attention and effort are currency. If she's not spending either on you, it's not because she's too busy. It's because she's not interested. Sure, we all have hectic days, but in this digital age, it takes mere seconds to send a quick, thoughtful response. If she cared, she'd make the time. Imagine this. You send a heartfelt message, maybe sharing something exciting or asking a meaningful question, and you get a K or LOL in return. It feels like a slap in the face, doesn't it? I remember the sting of excitement deflating every time I got those monosyllabic replies. It's like pouring your heart out only to get a shrug in return. Short responses lack engagement. They scream, "I'm replying out of politeness, not interest." Delayed responses are even worse. They show that you're not on her mind. Think about it. When you're interested in someone, you eagerly await their messages and respond promptly. If she's leaving you on read for hours or days, it's a clear sign you're not a priority. You might make excuses for her. She's busy, she's not a big texter, she has a lot going on. But the reality is simple. People make time for what and who they care about. When someone values you, they engage with you. They ask questions, they show interest, they keep the conversation flowing. Facing this truth is tough, but necessary. If her responses are consistently short and delayed, it's not because she's playing hard to get. It's because she's not interested. Respect yourself enough to stop chasing after crumbs of attention. You deserve someone who values you and is excited to communicate with you. By recognizing these signs, you can save yourself the emotional turmoil of a one-sided relationship. Don't settle for lukewarm interest. Seek out someone who reciprocates your energy and effort. It's time to let go of the ones who give you less than you deserve and open yourself up to connections that are genuine and enthusiastic. 3. She doesn't engage in deep conversations. When someone is truly interested in you, they seek to understand you on a deeper level. They want to know your thoughts, your dreams, your fears, and what makes you tick. If she keeps conversations superficial and avoids delving into meaningful topics, it's a sign she's not interested in forming a deeper connection. I've been there, trying to steer conversations towards something more profound, only to be met with indifference or quickly change topics. You might share something personal or ask about her goals and dreams, only to get vague, non-committal responses. It's frustrating and disheartening when you're putting in the effort to build a meaningful dialogue, and it feels like you're hitting a wall. Here's where it gets controversial. Deep conversations are a form of intimacy. They require vulnerability and genuine interest. If she's not willing to go there with you, it's because she doesn't see you as someone worth investing that emotional energy into. It's a hard truth, but an important one to recognize. Think about it. When you're into someone, you're curious about everything that makes them who they are. You ask about their childhood, their aspirations, their views on life. You listen attentively and share your own stories and thoughts. If she's keeping things at a surface level, talking only about trivial matters, it's because she's not interested in getting to know the real you. I remember trying to share a piece of my world with someone I was interested in, my passion for art, my favorite books, my thoughts on life's big questions. Her responses were lukewarm at best, often redirecting the conversation to lighter, less meaningful topics. It felt like she was building a wall between us, keeping me at arm's length. Avoiding deep conversations can also be a defense mechanism. Maybe she's afraid of vulnerability, or perhaps she's just not ready for a serious connection. But more often than not, it simply means she doesn't see you as someone she wants to open up to. It's her way of keeping the relationship casual and uninvested. Facing this reality requires courage. If she doesn't engage in deep conversations, it's not because she's too shy or too busy. It's because she's not interested in a deeper connection with you. Respect yourself enough to walk away from someone who doesn't want to know the real you. Seek out relationships where both parties are eager to share and explore each other's inner worlds. You deserve someone who is not only interested in what you have to say, but is also willing to open up and be vulnerable with you. Don't settle for surface-level connections. Life is too short to be spent on relationships that lack depth and meaning. By recognizing this sign, you free yourself from the frustration of trying to build a connection with someone who isn't invested. Instead, you can focus your energy on finding someone who values and reciprocates your desire for meaningful conversation and genuine intimacy. 4. She frequently cancels or avoids plans. When someone values your time and company, they honor their commitments. If she frequently cancels or avoids making plans with you, it's a glaring sign that she's not interested. This behavior isn't just inconvenient, it's a clear indicator of where you stand in her priorities. I've experienced this firsthand, and it's incredibly disheartening. You set up a date, look forward to it, and then, at the last minute, you get a message saying she can't make it. Or perhaps she agrees to plans, but then constantly comes up with excuses to avoid setting a concrete time. It feels like you're always on standby, waiting for her to fit you into her schedule. Here's the controversial take. When someone repeatedly cancels or avoids plans, it's not because they're too busy or things keep coming up. It's because they don't see spending time with you as important. This can be hard to accept, especially when you're making every effort to accommodate her and show interest. Consider this scenario. You finally manage to get her to agree to a dinner date. You pick out a great restaurant, get dressed up, and then, just an hour before, she texts saying something came up. It's disappointing, sure, but it's also telling. One or two cancellations can be understandable. Life happens. But when it becomes a pattern, it's a clear sign of disinterest. Avoiding plans is another tactic. She might agree in principle, but always finds a reason to defer setting a specific time or date. She says, "Let's hang out soon." But when you try to nail down details, she becomes elusive. This evasiveness is a red flag. It's a way to keep you around without committing to actually spending time with you. I remember a time when I was really into a girl who seemed interested but kept cancelling our plans. I made excuses for her, thinking she was genuinely busy or things just kept coming up. But the truth was simpler and more painful. She wasn't prioritizing me. Each cancellation chipped away at my confidence and enthusiasm until I finally had to face the reality. Respecting yourself means recognizing when you're being strung along. It's about understanding that you deserve someone who is excited to see you and makes an effort to spend time with you. If she's frequently cancelling or avoiding plans, she's not that person. Don't waste your time on someone who treats your time as disposable. Seek out relationships where your presence is valued and your time is respected. Someone who truly likes you will not only commit to plans, but will also show up with enthusiasm and consistency. Facing this reality is tough, but it's also empowering. By acknowledging the signs, you can stop wasting your time and emotional energy on someone who isn't reciprocating your interest. Instead, you can open yourself up to relationships where you're genuinely valued and appreciated. Remember, you deserve to be with someone who is just as eager to spend time with you as you are with them. Don't settle for someone who constantly cancels or avoids plans. Life is too short for one-sided efforts and unfulfilled promises. Embrace this truth and let it guide you towards connections that are genuine and mutually fulfilling. 5. She talks about other guys. When a girl talks about other guys in front of you, especially if she knows you're interested, it's a clear sign that she doesn't see you as a romantic prospect. This behavior can be incredibly frustrating and confusing, but it's also very telling. Let's dive into the controversial truth. Talking about other guys in your presence is often her way of signaling that she sees you as just a friend, a confidant, or a non-romantic figure in her life. It's a way to establish boundaries without directly confronting the issue. It's her way of saying, I'm comfortable around you, but not in a romantic sense. I've been in this situation where the girl I liked would constantly mention other guys, her ex, her crush, or just random guys she found attractive. It stung every time, but I kept telling myself that maybe she was just being open with me because she felt close. In reality, she was inadvertently telling me that I wasn't a romantic option for her. Consider this. She's talking about a date she went on, or how attractive she finds a certain guy. If she's aware of your feelings and still does this, she's either completely oblivious to how it affects you, or more likely, she's subtly reinforcing the boundary between you. It's her way of keeping the relationship platonic without having the uncomfortable conversation directly. Another angle to this is that she might be using you as a sounding board for her romantic endeavors. If she values your opinion but doesn't consider your feelings, it's a clear sign she sees you more as a friend or brotherly figure rather than a romantic partner. I remember giving advice about other guys, thinking it showed how supportive I was, only to realize later that I was cementing my role as the good friend. Here's the hard truth. When someone is interested in you, they don't feel the need to talk about their romantic interests with you. Instead, they'll focus on building a connection with you. They'll want to explore the potential between you two, not divert your attention to others. Facing this reality requires a shift in perspective. If she's consistently talking about other guys, it's a sign to step back and reevaluate your position in her life. It's about recognizing that you deserve to be with someone who sees you as more than just a friend or a confidant. Respect yourself enough to understand that you shouldn't be a placeholder or a safety net for someone else's romantic life. If she's talking about other guys, it's a sign she doesn't see you in that way. It's time to move on and find someone who looks at you with the interest and potential you're seeking. By acknowledging this sign, you can avoid the emotional turmoil of unreciprocated feelings and open yourself up to relationships where you're truly valued. Life is too short to be the side character in someone else's romantic story. You deserve to be the main character in your own love life, with someone who sees and appreciates you for who you are. Embrace this truth with courage. It's not about giving up hope, but about redirecting it towards someone who genuinely reciprocates your feelings. Don't settle for being a confidant for someone who talks about other guys. Seek out connections where you're the one they're excited to talk about and spend time with. 6. Her body language is closed off. Body language is a powerful communicator, often speaking louder than words. When someone is interested in you, their body naturally gravitates toward you. They make eye contact, smile, and engage in subtle touches. Conversely, if her body language is closed off, it's a clear sign that she's not interested in a romantic connection. I found myself on dates where everything seemed fine verbally, but her body language told a different story. She would cross her arms, lean away, and maintain a noticeable physical distance. These nonverbal cues felt like invisible barriers, reinforcing the sense that she wasn't comfortable or interested in being close to me. Here's the controversial truth. While some might argue that closed-off body language could simply indicate shyness or discomfort, more often than not, it's a sign of disinterest. When someone likes you, even their shy or nervous gestures tend to lean towards engagement rather than avoidance. For example, a shy person might blush or fidget, but they'll still try to make eye contact or sit closer. Consider these specific behaviors. Crossed arms. This defensive posture suggests she's not open to intimacy or deeper connection. It's a protective stance, indicating she's not letting you in. Leaning away. When she consistently leans back or positions herself at a distance, it's a sign she's not comfortable being close to you. Contrast this with someone who leans in to hear you better, showing interest and engagement. avoiding eye contact. Eye contact is a major indicator of interest. If she's constantly looking away, checking her phone or scanning the room, it signals that her attention is elsewhere. Minimal touch or physical contact. In a budding romance, subtle touches like a hand on the arm or shoulder can convey attraction. If she avoids any form of physical contact, it's a sign she doesn't want to establish that closeness. I remember a date where I tried to initiate light, playful contact. A touch on the arm, a brief brush of hands, only to be met with stiff, awkward reactions. It was clear from her body language that she was not interested, even though her words were polite and engaging. Understanding body language can save you from the heartache of misinterpreting politeness for interest. People often use closed-off body language as a non-verbal way to set boundaries and convey their lack of romantic interest without having to say it outright. Facing this reality requires paying attention to these subtle cues and accepting them for what they are. If her body language is consistently closed off, it's not because she's just shy or having a bad day. It's because she's not interested in you romantically. Respect yourself enough to recognize these signs and move on. Seek out someone whose body language mirrors your own interest. Look for open gestures, smiles, and a willingness to be physically close. You deserve to be with someone who's excited to be around you and whose body language invites you in rather than pushes you away. By acknowledging these non-verbal signs, you can avoid the frustration of chasing someone who isn't reciprocating your feelings. Focus your energy on finding a connection where the body language aligns with words and actions, creating a genuine mutual attraction. Embrace the power of body language as a tool for understanding true interest. Don't settle for someone who's closed off and distant. Instead, seek out relationships where you're met with openness, warmth, and genuine engagement. 7. She's always busy. We all have busy lives, but if she's always too busy to make time for you, it's a clear sign that you're not a priority. This can be one of the most frustrating experiences because it often leaves you questioning whether her busyness is genuine or a polite excuse. I've been there, eager to see someone I liked, only to hear a litany of reasons why she couldn't meet up. I've got a big project at work. I'm just swamped with school. Or I've already got plans, were common refrains. Initially, I tried to be understanding and patient, thinking that maybe her schedule would clear up eventually. But as the excuses piled up, it became clear that if someone truly wants to see you, they'll find a way. Here's the controversial truth. Being busy is often a socially acceptable way to signal disinterest without hurting feelings. Everyone has a packed schedule from time to time, but we make time for what matters. If she's genuinely interested, she'll carve out time for you, even if it's just a quick coffee break or a phone call in between commitments. Consider this scenario. You ask her out, and she says she's busy. You suggest another day, and she's busy then too. You keep trying, but she's always tied up with something else. This pattern is not just a coincidence, it's a sign. Contrast this with someone who's interested. They'll offer alternative times, show enthusiasm for rescheduling, and make an effort to fit you into their life. I remember once trying to plan a date with a girl who seemed perpetually busy. Every time I suggested meeting up, she had an excuse ready. It wasn't just about being busy. It was about never reciprocating the effort to make time. Eventually, I realized that if she truly wanted to see me, she would find a way, just as I was doing for her. It's important to distinguish between occasional busyness and a constant pattern. We all have periods when life is hectic, but when someone consistently can't make time for you, it's a sign they don't prioritize you. Don't fall into the trap of waiting around, hoping her schedule will magically clear up. Recognize the pattern and what it signifies about her interest level. Facing this reality requires a shift in perspective. Understand that you deserve someone who is just as eager to see you as you are to see them. Don't waste your time on someone who keeps you as an option rather than a priority. Seek out relationships where both parties are willing to make time for each other, no matter how busy life gets. You deserve to be with someone who values your company and makes the effort to integrate you into their life. Life is too short to be spent waiting around for someone who doesn't see your worth. By recognizing this sign, you can avoid the frustration of a one-sided effort and focus on finding a relationship where time and attention are mutually invested. Don't settle for being an afterthought. Embrace the truth that you deserve someone who will find time for you, no matter how busy they are. Remember, relationships are about mutual effort. If she's always busy, it's time to move on and find someone who values you enough to make time for you. Embrace this truth with confidence and let it guide you toward genuine connections where you're truly valued. 8. She doesn't make an effort to look good around you. When someone is interested in you, they often put effort into their appearance when they know they're going to see you. If she consistently shows up looking disinterested in how she presents herself, it could be a sign that she doesn't care about impressing you. I've been in situations where I'd spend time grooming and dressing well for a date, only to be met with someone who looked like they just rolled out of bed. It's not about expecting her to be dressed to the nines all the time, but there's a difference between casual and careless. If she doesn't seem to care about her appearance around you, it's a subtle yet powerful indicator of her lack of romantic interest. Here's where it gets controversial. Appearance matters because it's a form of communication. We naturally put effort into how we look when we want to make a good impression or show someone that they're special to us. If she's consistently putting in zero effort, it's because she doesn't feel the need to impress you. Think about it. When you're interested in someone, you want to look your best. You might wear your favorite outfit, pay extra attention to grooming, and generally put your best foot forward. If she's always showing up in sweatpants and a messy bun, it's a sign that she's not viewing you as a potential romantic partner. I remember dating someone who never seemed to care about her appearance when we were together. At first, I told myself that she was just comfortable around me, which is a good thing. But then I noticed that when she was meeting up with friends or going out without me, she'd dress up and put in the effort. It became clear that she didn't see me in the same way she saw others. This isn't about superficiality or demanding that she dresses up all the time. It's about the message being conveyed through her lack of effort. If she's not trying to look good for you, it's because she doesn't see you as someone worth making that effort for. Facing this reality means recognizing that you deserve someone who values you enough to want to impress you. It's about understanding that mutual attraction involves a desire to look and feel good for each other. If she's not putting in the effort, it's a sign that she's not interested in pursuing a romantic relationship with you. Respect yourself enough to look for someone who is excited to see you and shows it, not just through words, but through actions and effort. You deserve to be with someone who wants to look good for you because it reflects their interest and investment in the relationship. By acknowledging this sign, you can avoid the frustration of feeling undervalued and focus on finding someone who reciprocates your effort. Don't settle for someone who doesn't care about impressing you. Seek out connections where both parties are eager to look and feel their best for each other. Embrace the truth that you deserve someone who makes an effort. Life is too short to spend it with someone who doesn't see your worth. Recognize the signs and let them guide you towards relationships that are genuine, mutual, and fulfilling. Remember, mutual effort is key in any relationship. If she doesn't make an effort to look good around you, it's time to move on and find someone who does. Embrace this truth with confidence and let it lead you to connections where you're truly valued and appreciated. 9. She avoids physical contact. Physical touch is a fundamental way humans express interest and affection. If she consistently avoids physical contact with you, it's a strong indicator that she's not interested in pursuing a romantic relationship. This can be one of the most direct and telling signs of disinterest. I've experienced this firsthand, where I'd attempt to initiate small, innocent touches, a light brush of the hand, a playful nudge, or even a simple hug, only to be met with avoidance or discomfort. It's more than just shyness or personal space preferences. It's a clear sign that she doesn't want to establish that physical connection with you. Here's the controversial truth. People naturally gravitate towards physical contact with those they are attracted to. It's an instinctual way to build intimacy and show affection. When someone is interested in you, they'll find excuses to touch you, even in small, seemingly insignificant ways. If she's not doing this, it's because she's consciously or subconsciously maintaining a physical boundary. Consider these scenarios. Pulling away. If you go in for a hug or try to hold her hand and she pulls away or tenses up, it's a clear sign she's not comfortable with that level of closeness. Minimal initiation. Pay attention to whether she ever initiates physical contact. If she never does, it's a sign that she doesn't feel that pull towards you. Reactions to touch. Notice her reactions when you do touch her. If she seems to recoil, quickly moves away, or appears uncomfortable, she's sending a clear message that she's not interested in physical closeness with you. I remember dating someone who would always find a reason to avoid physical contact. At first, I thought maybe she just wasn't a touchy person, but then I noticed how she interacted with others, hugging friends, playfully nudging people, and generally being comfortable with touch. It was then that I realized she was specifically avoiding physical contact with me, which was her way of maintaining a platonic boundary. Here's where it gets controversial. Avoiding physical contact is often a subconscious way for someone to signal that they're not interested in moving beyond a friendly relationship. It's a way to create and maintain emotional distance without having to verbally communicate disinterest. This non-verbal cue can be more telling than any words she might say. Think about how you behave around someone you're interested in. You probably find subtle ways to touch them. A pat on the back, a playful shove, a touch on the arm while laughing. These small gestures are natural when you're drawn to someone. If she's avoiding these interactions, it's because she doesn't feel that same attraction. Facing this reality requires honesty with yourself. If she's consistently avoiding physical contact, it's not because she's shy or reserved. It's because she doesn't want to build that physical and emotional closeness with you. Respect yourself enough to recognize these signs and accept what they mean. Seek out relationships where physical touch is a natural and welcomed part of the interaction. You deserve to be with someone who is excited to hold your hand, give you a hug, and share those small moments of physical connection. Life is too short to spend it with someone who doesn't reciprocate your desire for closeness. Consider the following. I once had a friend who was very physically affectionate with everyone except me. While she was always hugging our mutual friends or playfully shoving them with me, there was a noticeable lack of contact. At first, I chalked it up to her being reserved around me specifically. But over time, it became clear that her avoidance of touch was a sign of her lack of romantic interest. By acknowledging this sign, you can avoid the frustration and confusion of mixed signals. Focus your energy on finding someone who is eager to share physical and emotional intimacy with you. Don't settle for someone who avoids physical contact, as it's a clear sign they're not interested in a romantic relationship. Embrace the truth that mutual physical affection is an essential part of a healthy, fulfilling relationship. Recognize the signs, respect what they're telling you, and move on to find someone who values and reciprocates your desire for closeness. You deserve to be with someone who is just as eager to be physically close to you as you are to them. 10. She doesn't engage in deep conversations. When someone is genuinely interested in you, they'll want to know more about you, your thoughts, dreams, fears, and everything in between. If she keeps conversations superficial and avoids delving into deeper, more meaningful topics, it's a significant sign that she's not interested in a deeper connection with you. I've experienced this in my own dating life. There were times when I tried to steer the conversation towards more profound topics, sharing personal stories or asking about her aspirations, only to be met with short, shallow responses or a quick change of subject. It felt like I was hitting an invisible wall, preventing any real emotional intimacy from developing. Here's the controversial truth. Avoiding deep conversations is often a deliberate choice. It's a way to maintain emotional distance and keep the relationship on a purely surface level. While some might argue that not everyone is comfortable with deep conversations, the reality is that when someone is truly interested, they'll make an effort to connect on a deeper level, even if it takes them out of their comfort zone. Consider these scenarios. Generic topics. If she consistently sticks to safe, generic topics like the weather, work, or everyday trivialities, it's a sign she's not interested in going deeper. Quick deflections. When you try to share something personal or ask a meaningful question, she quickly deflects or changes the subject. This avoidance indicates she's not interested in exploring emotional intimacy with you. Lack of follow-up. If you share something significant about yourself and she doesn't show interest by asking follow-up questions or engaging with your story, it's a sign she's not invested in getting to know the real you. I remember dating someone who was great at small talk but avoided any topic that required vulnerability. When I talked about my passions, fears, or significant life experiences, she would nod politely and then steer the conversation back to something mundane. It became clear that she wasn't interested in knowing the deeper layers of who I was. Deep conversations are essential for building a strong emotional connection. They allow both people to understand each other's values, beliefs, and experiences, creating a bond that goes beyond the surface. If she's not engaging in these types of conversations, it's because she doesn't see the potential for a deeper relationship. Facing this reality means accepting that you deserve someone who is willing to engage with you on all levels, not just the superficial. It's about understanding that true intimacy involves sharing your inner world and being interested in hers. If she's not willing to go there, she's not the right person for you. Seek out relationships where deep, meaningful conversations are a natural part of your interaction. You deserve to be with someone who is excited to explore your thoughts and feelings and who shares theirs with you. Life is too short to spend it on surface-level connections that lack depth and substance. By recognizing this sign, you can avoid the frustration of feeling unseen and misunderstood. Focus your energy on finding someone who values and reciprocates your desire for meaningful conversation and emotional intimacy. Don't settle for someone who keeps things shallow. Seek out connections where you can share and grow together. Embrace the truth that deep conversations are a cornerstone of a healthy, fulfilling relationship. Recognize the signs, respect what they're telling you, and move on to find someone who is just as eager to engage with you on a deeper level as you are with them. You deserve to be with someone who wants to know the real you and who allows you to know the real them. Recognizing these signs can be difficult and often painful. We naturally want to hold on to hope and convince ourselves that the person we like shares our feelings. However, understanding and acknowledging these signs is crucial for your emotional well-being and personal growth. I've been through the ups and downs of unrequited affection more times than I care to admit. Each time it felt like a punch to the gut, leaving me questioning my worth and desirability. But every experience taught me a valuable lesson. Self-respect and clarity are paramount. When someone isn't reciprocating your interest, it's not a reflection of your value. It's simply an indication that they aren't the right person for you. It's essential to redirect your energy towards those who appreciate and value you. If you find yourself constantly second-guessing and analyzing every interaction, it's a sign that something is off. You deserve someone who makes you feel confident, cherished, and excited about the future. Moving on can be one of the hardest steps to take, but it's also one of the most empowering. It allows you to open up to new possibilities and potential connections with people who genuinely appreciate you for who you are. Every failed connection is a stepping stone towards finding someone who will match your enthusiasm, effort, and affection. Remember, relationships should be a source of joy and growth, not confusion and insecurity. It's better to be single and open to new opportunities than to invest your time and emotions in someone who doesn't see your worth. Take these signs as gentle nudges from the universe, guiding you towards a path of mutual respect and genuine connection. In the words of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." Apply this wisdom to your romantic pursuits. Don't settle for half-hearted interest or ambiguous signals. Embody your self-worth and seek relationships that reflect the respect and affection you deserve. Moving forward, be honest with yourself and trust your instincts. If you're seeing these signs, it's time to step back, reassess, and focus on finding someone who truly values and reciprocates your interest. Your time and heart are precious. Invest them wisely.